Connecticut teachers say many of the state's public schools have bad air quality. Don Williams heads the Connecticut Education Association, a lobby group for the teachers. He says the state could use federal pandemic relief money to update ventilation systems.
Right now, Connecticut's receiving $1.1 billion in federal funds specifically for education. There's no question that some of those federal dollars could be addressed to that.
State lawmakers are to meet in a special session this fall. They'll decide how to spend some of Connecticut's American Rescue Plan money that has yet to be allocated. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Coming up, conservatives in Connecticut oppose extending the governor's emergency powers. The state tables TCI, and New York State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker is out. I'm Sabrina Garone. The Connecticut Conservative Caucus that's opposed to extending Governor Lamont's COVID-19 emergency powers held a public forum for dozens of people who are vaccine hesitant or have no plan to get the shot. WSHU's Ebang Udama reports.
Ashley Mador, a school bus driver from Bristol, is one of those who testified. She told the panel that she's concerned her job is in jeopardy because she refuses to get vaccinated or take a weekly COVID test as required by her employer. Mador argues that it's a violation of her religious freedom.
It's my right to freedom of choice, and my choice is between God and me. And it's against God to put anything into my body.
The Conservative Caucus hopes to use testimony from the hearing to back up their opposition to extending Lamont's executive powers to deal with the pandemic. Democrats say Republicans who convened the hearing are promoting dangerous misinformation. Lamont defends his vaccine mandate for school workers, including teachers and bus drivers.
We're trying to get everybody vaccinated to keep them safe, keep their fellow employees safe, and if they're working with clients, make sure their clients can stay safe.
Lawmakers return for a special session next week to vote to extend Lamont's COVID-19 executive powers. Ebang Udama, WSHU News.
Environmental advocates say they're disappointed Connecticut lawmakers didn't put the Transportation Climate Initiative on the agenda for a special session next week. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
The Transportation Climate Initiative would cap carbon emissions from gasoline and require gas suppliers to buy carbon credits. Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Washington, D.C. are part of the initiative, but Connecticut lawmakers tabled it earlier this year. Charles Rothberger is with Save the Sound.
We are encouraged by the fact that there appears to be a consensus to adopt TCI once the details are finalized, and we are hopeful that both the urgency of the climate crisis as well as the pressing need to reduce transportation pollution will lead to action on TCI in a subsequent special session.
The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says the state isn't on track to meet its climate goals for 2030 and 2050, but that joining the initiative would help it be able to do so. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Howard Zucker, who led Cuomo's pandemic response, resigned today. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Seven hundred Yale New Haven Health employees might lose their jobs on September 30th if they don't get the COVID-19 vaccine. The employees were told on June 30th that they had until the end of September to get the vaccine or leave the organization, which employs 13,000 people. Long Islanders protested U.S. Representative Kathleen Rice this week after she failed to vote to reduce drug prices. Rice voted last week against the Lower Drug Costs Now Act. It would eliminate the ban on Medicare drug price negotiations with pharmaceutical companies. Rice did not say why she voted against the drug prices. Officials found pollution levels 10 times the state limit at an inactive landfill on Long Island. The so-called forever chemicals, or PFAS, may contaminate drinking water. The State Department of Environmental Conservation notified Riverhead earlier this month. They'll begin monitoring for possible groundwater contamination. 15 local wells are set to be tested. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that embattled State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker has resigned. Zucker became embroiled in a controversy over the true number of nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic under former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Karen DeWitt has more.
Commissioner Zucker oversaw health department policy in the spring of 2020 when a controversial directive issued on March 23rd required nursing homes to take back residents who had been hospitalized with COVID-19 and were still infected with the virus. That rule was later rescinded, but critics say it led to unnecessary deaths at the homes. Zucker at the time insisted that it was infected nursing home visitors and staff who were responsible for the deaths. In January, the state's attorney general, Tish James, found that Zucker and top aides to former Governor Andrew Cuomo undercounted the number of nursing home deaths by 50%. Zucker later confirmed the AG's numbers were correct. He, along with other former aides in the Cuomo administration, are the subject of a federal investigation into whether they engaged in a cover-up of the true number of nursing home deaths. Cuomo resigned in August over a sexual harassment scandal. Governor Hochul says Zucker will stay on for a few weeks until a successor is found, and she thanked him for what she said was his hard work during the pandemic. But she says she's intended, since she took office nearly a month ago, that she would clean house and replace numerous controversial Cuomo administration officials.
I think I made it very clear on my first day in office that I'd be looking to build a new team. And I am building that team. I'm just taking some time to build that team, but there'll be other changes forthcoming.
Hochul is also dealing with the looming Monday deadline that requires all healthcare workers in New York to be vaccinated. A provision that prevents healthcare workers from claiming religious exemptions has been temporarily put on hold while a lawsuit proceeds. Legal arguments are scheduled for next week. There are concerns that some of the 16% of healthcare workers who are not yet vaccinated may quit or be prevented from working, intensifying already existing staffing shortages. The governor says that can be avoided if the remaining workers get their shots in the next few days.
It does not have to happen, my friends. It does not have to happen. What is looming for Monday is completely avoidable. And there's no excuses.
Hochul says she's taking steps to import healthcare workers from the Philippines and other countries if necessary, and is working with the federal State Department to speed up visa processes. She's also looking into altering state licensing requirements and is negotiating with top healthcare workers' unions to enact pay incentives that might encourage existing staff to work more overtime hours. And she says she'll have more announcements in the next couple of days. Meanwhile, the governor called on the help of the state's three National Football League teams to help get more members of the public vaccinated, as the rates of immunization continue to stagnate. Just over 61% of all New Yorkers are fully vaccinated. A contest for those who newly received their shots will include prizes like free game tickets, special FaceTime events with star players, signed team gear, and stadium tours. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. I'm Sabrina Garone. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.